You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley.
Today, we have a special episode. It's a one-on-one that I did with Christy Burkhead, and Christy is here to talk about her experience a little bit and boot camp and stuff like that. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Gary.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome. So you had the inspiration to do a one-on-one, yes. And since we're at your house, we got to do it for the first time ever right together as we're doing it instead of over Zoom. And so what were you thinking? What was the inspiration? Why did you want to talk to Joshua?
I wanted to talk to Joshua mainly because I wanted to have something, a podcast that was out published so that I could find myself being more authentic and not being afraid for other people to know who I am.
Yes, because we do a lot of one-on-ones and then occasionally I'll be inspired to ask somebody if they'd like to make that into a podcast. And they're always one of the most popular podcasts we do. But everyone has to push past a lot of fear. You know, usually 99% of the time, no one ever hears it but the other person. But in this case, you were inspired to do it and then let it go out there and so everyone could hear. And you started the boot camp. Well, first of all, how did you find Joshua?
Complete inspiration. I was on Podbean looking for Law of Attraction podcasts. So I did the roulette, found one podcast, listened to it, liked it. And then the next scroll I did, I saw Joshua Live. It lit up for me and I started listening. And in 10 minutes, I knew the information was right and right for me. And then listened for a while and was inspired to send you an email.
And so how long do you think it took from the time you started listening to the podcast to the time you sent me an email to talk about the bootcamp?
About 30 days.
Wow. Really? Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. And so you took your first boot camp when?
September of 19.
Okay, great. So right, pretty much the first year that we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And what was that first boot camp like for you?
Oh, the first boot camp was incredible. Everything lined up for me so that I felt really like I had the time to do it. I knew that I did. And the first boot camp at first was intense. A lot of manifestation events at first as I was going through it. And then by the end, I was blown away at the soul's purpose.
Yep.
Still didn't quite believe it. Thought that, well, you're talking about somebody else, not me, right? So it wasn't really until second and third boot camp that the information showed up and I felt more like it was actually for me, that the, you know, it was talking to me, my soul's purpose.
So that's the funny thing about the boot camp is that once you're in the boot camp, you're in forever. So it's free after that. Mm-hmm. And so everyone does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boot camps, 8, 9, 10. Right. So you take it every couple months and you take a new boot camp. And every time you take the next boot camp, you see things you didn't see before.
Absolutely.
Because every time you take a boot camp, it raises your vibration or your perspective of yourself. And that allows you to receive new information that you couldn't get before, which is a strange thing because it's exactly the same every time. You know,
yeah, so but I thought it was different. I kept reading things and I said, that wasn't here before. Right. And I missed that.
Yeah. So what has changed in your life since that first boot camp?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, aside from that, I still have the same family I have and everything's wonderful. I see everything differently. My relationships are very different, very much improved. I have a new career that was totally unexpected, building a new house, a new car, a lot of new friends. A lot has changed, but not just those physical things have changed. How I feel about the things that haven't changed is different. How I perceive everything is different, is much better.
So Joshua talks that when you raise your vibration, what you're doing is raising your perception of yourself and your reality. And once you get to this higher level, you start having more clarity and seeing through the illusion. You start stop resisting as much as you did before and start being in alignment more. And when you're in alignment more, then your inner senses start to come online.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what's been happening.
That's what's been happening to me. Well, initially, of course, it's just direct communication with my inner self, which took maybe a couple of boot camps. It was maybe 6 months before I really felt that happening and could trust it and knew what it was.
So you knew intuition, you knew inspiration.
I could start to feel that.
Because you have actual conversations.
Mm-hmm. Actual conversations. And during meditation.
During meditation, right.
Right, primarily. Yeah. Yeah. And I learned to meditate, learned to observe my thoughts rather than think that they were me.
Yeah.
So you learned that and then learned the difference in, in what I was getting. So, right. And then now, of course, the communication is very, very different. It's, I have my inner self, but then I also have this communication that's coming from other entity, other, you know, other consciousness that's giving me information and messages for other people.
Right. So you're channeling now, which actually is a natural ability for all of us, but it doesn't come online until you raise your vibration, and it's different for everyone. So you're receiving right now specific people, relatives or friends, my dad,
right,
Deborah Jo's husband, Isabel's mother.
Isabel's grandmother.
Yeah, right? Grandmother. Mm-hmm. And so that's coming through with specific messages for them.
For them. The messages are specifically for people who are already living in the new approach to life.
Right.
And it's messages to help them understand what to let go of so they can continue with what they intended to do prior to their birth. So the messages are intense.
Okay. And so did it freak you out?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. At first, when it first happened, of course, I didn't believe it. I thought, and I still have a lot of doubt when it comes through, but yeah, it was freaky. It was overwhelming, you know, and I was almost crying because I just couldn't handle the emotional, the power that was coming through.
Yeah. So, and so this started happening 2 months ago.
2 months ago when we were at your house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and then now it's, you know, almost nightly.
Good. And so that's what the conversation we had was about. And Joshua connected these dots from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end of this, these dots are connected so plainly that you got it. And when you got it, you started to tear up.
To cry.
So you knew that this was, oh my God, that's exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was overwhelming. And it's just, there's a power and you just, emotion was all that I could do. All I could do was cry.
Great. So,
right. Yeah. It was fantastic.
We all really appreciate you for pushing past fear and making this available so that other people can listen.
No, thank you for letting me do it. It's a privilege.
And if you would all like to do a one-on-one with Joshua, you can go to the website, theteachingsofjoshua.com, click on Work with Joshua, and then select one-on-one. Also, we have a new bootcamp starting on Monday. If you'd like to hear more about that, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and we'll get together for a quick conversation and I'll tell you all about it and you'll know for sure if it's right for you or not. And we also have an alignment course starting on Monday. So you can check that out by going to theteachingsofjoshua.com, click on the Ascension Experience and then the first course alignment and you can read all about it plus what other people have had to say about it. Stuff like that. And if you have any questions for me, just send me an email as well. Well, thanks again for being here. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Remember to like and subscribe and leave a review and all that stuff. We really appreciate you. Enjoy. We are thrilled to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you here. Thank you.
What we want you to know is that everything that you're doing is perfect. That you're going through your life perfectly, mm-hmm. that you've always been doing everything perfectly, that you've never made a mistake, not one time, ever, that everything has worked out to get you here right now. And this is where you always wanted to be. You are a very powerful being. You have no idea how powerful you are. You're getting glimpses of it now. And so everything that's unfolding now is just because you've raised your vibration and you're allowing it in. You'll never be overwhelmed by it. It'll never be too much. You have all the tools necessary to handle it all. There's nothing that you have to do. You don't have to be different than you are at all. You're pushing past fear as best you can, and that's perfectly all right. You don't have to push any harder. There's no effort, struggle, or any of this. It's all exactly as you intended. So imagine you intended this all to happen, and it's unfolding just as you intended, right? There's nothing strange going on here. What's strange is the people who don't understand this. What's strange is the society's rules and regulations and beliefs and drama and dogma and all that stuff. That's the illusion. They're all buying into it. There's few of you who are going through this to see a new reality, completely new reality. And so it's typical and normal to think that things are weird and things are out of the normal. And there's always these explanations for everything. But as you go through this, you don't understand this is how it's supposed to be. This is the true reality, not the illusion. You see? Mm-hmm. So everyone else is buying into the illusion, which you never bought into. You never really fully bought into that. You did things your own way. You charted your own course and did stuff your way. And you always had this impression that, well, they just don't know what I know, or they just can't see what I see, or they're living lives the way they think they should be living it. And I'm choosing something different. And you're choosing something different because that was your intention. Now, most people are choosing to live a conformity sort of life based in what everyone else is doing, just so they can get through it. And that's beneficial for them. As long as they can get through it and they return to the non-physical, look at the benefit of the life, the expansive life they lived. But you're at a different level here. You're not just getting through it, you're thriving. And you thrive by seeing who you truly are and how this reality actually works. So you've gotten to this level very quickly. You've gotten to raise your vibration over the last few years very quickly. Your natural abilities are just coming online. That's all that's happening. And we're thrilled to talk to you about anything you want to talk about.
Wonderful. Okay. So the natural abilities that you're talking about, I have had an experience, I would say, four separate entities, very specific consciousness, not a group as you are, which I'm really comfortable with and was expecting. That's what I expected to happen. And it is coming through in different ways. So it's cryptic. And I have to guess at what's happening. I'm getting smells. It's always in meditation. Well, not always, but it's in meditation. Smells, images that are very powerful, thoughts of a name or something that's like a song.
So we want to stop you right here.
Yeah.
So you think that you should be the professional before you even started, right? So there's a course of action that's taking place to get you comfortable with these things, but you would be overwhelmed if it was a group. So you are being brought in lovingly and slowly through specific images, specific ideas, specific thoughts, specific courses of action, people you know.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Right.
Right.
And so you can verify these things. You can validate them with Deborah, Joe, and Gary and Drew and all these things. Right.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, I have doubts about this, but now it's verified. And so it gives you a level of confidence. And so the next thing will come and the next thing will come and the next thing will come. So it's not overwhelming. So this is the course of action. You don't start preschool and then next week you graduate high school. Mm-hmm. You go through the whole course of action and you want that journey. That's the satisfying part. Mm. And so a year, you'll look back at when this first started and you'll say, oh, isn't it funny how I was worried about this or thought about this or had doubts about this. And now I'm at such a high level here that stuff just seemed like preschool.
Right. It feels like the messages that I'm getting, everything, it's not people that necessarily I know. In fact, it's always people I didn't know, but my loved ones.
For the people
knew.
You know.
Yeah, right. But it's for them.
So that they could verify to you.
To me that it's being said.
That's all.
That makes sense to me. The messages that I'm getting, while not all clear, don't feel to me like joyful, happy messages. They feel to me like I'm giving someone a message of something they probably...
So does this feel like always joyful, happy messages from us?
Well, no.
Is this what you want? You want the joyful, happy messages? Everything's going to be like rainbows and unicorns and all the happy elves playing around in fairyland.
Yeah,
and you want practical applications of information.
And I think that's what it is. It feels like it's very practical.
What type of person are you? Are you the practical application or are you the lolly, lolly,
no.
Fairy?
Yeah. I don't like the woo-woo stuff.
Right.
That stuff doesn't.
So doesn't it make sense now?
It does. Yeah. That absolutely makes sense. The doubt and fear that's really overwhelming is that these people that I love, I'm getting messages for them. And I feel like if it's not.
Do you believe or you feel?
Oh, believe, I would think is the
so let's
right
change
word.
The word from feeling to believe.
Right. I believe that if
and
it's
is
not
this
right.
Beneficial belief, empowering belief, or a limiting belief?
Completely limited.
And so you know what to do with the limiting belief.
Yeah, I do.
And so when you push past that fear that you think is overwhelming, but it's really a tiny little pebble of sand,
right.
grain of sand. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you push past the fear and actually talk to someone and let them, you will see how thankful and appreciative they are, because they are wanting these messages, and you are the path of least resistance to receive these messages, which they cannot do it themselves because they're resistant in some way.
In some way, right.
And you are not.
Right. And in the couple of times I've been able to relay it, it's been the most satisfying and exciting thing
right.
I could ever do.
Yes.
So at the same time, raising my vibration, and I wonder if other people have this experience.
Let's just talk about raising your vibration. What does that mean?
Well, I'm really going by what I've been taught by you, which is, as I do this work, process limiting beliefs, which I've been doing for 3 years, meditating, seeing things from a higher perspective, accepting more and more, seeing the exterior that I'm looking at as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing was something that you told me a while back, which was I started to see myself. I understood that worthless was a very core belief I had. When it was lean into that, see yourself as worthless and worth everything, that sped things up a lot for me. As soon as I was able to feel that.
So your vibration then, what you're explaining to us is your vibration is the sum total of your perception of yourself and your reality.
Right.
So as you start to perceive yourself as worthy, as good, as talented, as special, as magnificent, as who you truly are, then that's how you, the vibration raises.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are given these abilities, they come online so that you can do the work that you're here to do.
Right. Right. And at the same time, other interests that are more physical, I would say, have also been thrown my way, things that I never thought I would do.
Yes. But so can you see that if this was just this one thing, you would say that would be too much. I'm not earning income.
Yes.
I'm not doing all these things. So you get these other interests that are placeholders here for you to maintain your journey, just as Gary did. Gary had money coming in and he had enough money to survive, but not too much to survive. So that when he was ready and the bootcamp was channeled, then he could earn an income from that. But up until that point, he made money in poker and he made money in real estate and he made money in crypto and all these things that were these side interests that he loved and enjoyed while he was doing it. And that provided the abundance he was necessary to support him on his journey to coming to a new level of understanding about who he is, so that he could then channel the boot camp and then teach the boot camp and then do the ascension experience and all these things without having to say, oh, where's the money coming from? I need to go to get a job or go back to do real estate or something like that.
Okay. So these other things that I'm maybe judging as distractions, I really enjoy them and there's something fun for me to do, but I'm thinking now that this is happening, the should comes in where I say I should spend more time cultivating.
So the should, is that coming from the higher wisdom
definitely
of your inner
not.
Self or from the ego?
No, definitely from the ego.
The remnant of an ego.
Mm-hmm.
And so you soften it. So the ego wants to protect you and keep you safe and keep you grounded.
Right.
And you can either listen to that or you can say, okay, well, this is your job. I understand what's happening here. I understand these thoughts I'm receiving. Thank you for doing your job, but I'm pushing past this fear and doing what I want to do anyway.
Right. And doing what I do. And what's happening with the other interests and the things that are happening are they're bringing out limiting beliefs that I think I can clearly see that if I soften them, it's beneficial to the purpose, to the other stuff that's happening.
Well, think of it as everything.
Know what it is.
Everything's happening all at once.
Right.
So construction, interior design, having friends, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
This new interest coming through.
Right.
All of that's together as one thing. It's not five separate things.
Okay.
It's all one thing working together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of those things then are feeding when I have new limiting beliefs that I'm finding or deeper threads of the other one. They're all just working together.
In tandem.
In tandem to bring.
To allow you to see yourself from a higher perspective.
Right. Okay.
So every time you process a limiting belief, you naturally see yourself from a higher perspective. Every time you take action on inspiration, you naturally see yourself from a higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you act on an urge to change the conditions, which you do seldomly, mm-hmm. you know what's happening.
Right. Yeah. Very seldom do I do that anymore. That is almost all but disappeared in my life.
The actual urge is different now.
It is.
So we don't say, in your case anymore, urge or inspiration. It's connection or disconnection.
Very much.
Are you connecting more to those things you love, or are you trying to disconnect from those things that you love? Because those things you love annoy you, or you're getting in the way, or you don't have time, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you being awoken up in the middle of the night and resisting that or accepting that? Are you resisting seeing the visions or accepting seeing the visions? Are you resisting the way things are happening in your physical life, or are you accepting them? So are you building bridges of connection, mm-hmm. or are you trying to run away?
And in any given moment, it can be, the answer can be one or the other.
So as you move towards more connection, more connection, more connection, more connection, you'll have to push past fear. You'll have to lean in. You'll have to see things from the higher perspective. You'll have to see the purpose of the connection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I understand that.
And the reason for the urge of disconnection.
Okay. Right. I think, you know, one of the things that happens for me in this is there is so much that I want to know why, and understanding that I can't know why.
Why do you want to know why?
Well, there's, I think that's just my natural curiosity.
You
want to
know why,
so I can control
because
it.
Because the understanding of whatever you don't know is a way to control whatever
control
fear
it.
There is.
Right. Exactly. Control what it is. Because getting messages from a dear friend's husband who's passed, or a friend whose father has just passed, someone's dog, these interesting, someone's grandmother that's passed, and that I feel like I should have some idea.
You believe that?
I believe I should have some idea where this is going.
Good.
What
so
is
this
that?
This need to have the knowing,
right,
is a based on the lack of knowing. So it's based in the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually need to know.
No.
Because you will learn as you move through experiences, and that's how you'll gain the knowledge. Now, you inherently want to gain the knowledge because you're here to expand. And so the more information, more expansive. Mm-hmm. But this idea that you need to know anything mm-hmm. is just based in fear. You don't right. need to know anything. You will know when you need it, not before you need it. If mm-hmm. you, that's what the law of attraction is. That's what the law of abundance is. You get everything you need when you need it.
Okay.
So just chill out.
Right.
You don't need anything.
Right. That I have proof of over and over and over again, but I also have clear proof that in an example of money, until I do the thing, the money isn't going to show up.
Because you don't need it.
I don't need it until I've stepped out and done it. And that fear is intense, but it's like free falling, but I'm used to that.
And you're pretty good pushing past fear.
I am. I actually enjoy that feeling of feeling it, seeing, getting caught.
Do you enjoy the feeling of trying to control everything?
Never.
Right. And so you can give away that which you don't need to control.
Yeah. Well,
just like you did with finances.
Right. Yeah.
Give away that which you don't need to control.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find yourself controlling something, give that away.
Mm-hmm.
So give it all away.
Right.
Now, we want you to understand that you are a powerful, dominant figure, yet your power is unleashed in surrender.
Okay.
So when you when you surrender to what is happening, what will happen, what has happened,
mm-hmm.
without needing to be dominant over it in a powerful way, because that's how you protect yourself, is through this power. And you just let everything be. This persona that you've developed, which mm-hmm. is this powerful, capable, smart, intelligent, fearless woman, is a control mechanism.
Yes.
Just like any persona is.
Yes.
When you don't need to be right, when you can say, whoops, that was a mistake, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't need anyone to think anything of you,
right,
that isn't authentic,
mm-hmm.
when you can be more and more, and we've talked about this before, more authentic.
Yes.
That's when your power comes online. Mm-hmm. So it's an equilibrium between your true power and control. You think power comes from control, and most humans do, but it comes from authenticity, transparency, and the release of control through vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to think of me. This is just how I am.
Right.
This is what I want to do. I can't control how they're going to think of me. I'm just going to have to be who I am and let them think whatever they think. And in that comes the fear of loss.
Yes. And that's where 90% of my minor manifestation events have been in the last month. They've all been around what people think.
Fear of loss of what?
Fear of loss of the relationship.
But you're creating a relationship.
Yes. So
something that's emanating from you in love that has been created by you.
Mm-hmm.
You think that you effort and struggled your way through the persona you created to create these connections.
Right.
And that if you were authentic, that they would fall away. And this is what all humans think. So it's not anything right. new to you. But, yet for you to be understood, trusted, believed in, living up to this thoughts of you conveying information to people who are can't receive the information themselves. When you try to say, I don't know what this is, I just thought I'd share it with you, it's probably nothing. That's your persona trying to protect that relationship.
Right.
In case they get upset by something
upset by something I say. Right.
But you have no control over that.
Right.
They have their set of beliefs about it.
Yeah.
And so you just have to say powerfully, this is what came from me.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it came. This is exactly what I heard. And this was the message for you in exactly the way I heard it. I didn't alter it at all. I didn't soften it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to land for you. But my position here, my power here, my authenticity, my direction here is to convey it exactly as I received it without trying to edit it in any way, to okay. soften it or to make it palatable for you.
Right. There's a gap between that statement right there, which sounds so good to me. It sounds exactly like where I want to go. The gap between that statement coming from me and where I am now is that there is this nagging feeling that I'm making this up. I'm making it up. That surely I knew that about this man. Surely I knew it about that man. Maybe I already saw this somewhere, heard this from my friend, knew something about it, saw that picture in her house. I've never been to her house, but.
So let's say you're making it up.
Yeah. But we don't create thoughts, right?
Just say you're making it up.
Uh-huh.
How is that wrong?
Well, I mean, me making it up makes that it's not the message that.
What else have you just made up?
probably a million stories about why I'm late to whatever,
Those aren't made up stories. Those are white lies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So
yeah.
is this like this? Are you knowingly telling false things?
No, it's not knowingly.
So you're not making it up.
No. Well,
it's
right.
coming to you.
It's coming to
you're
me.
You're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sitting down. Oh, I got to figure out something to say to this person so to make them feel better.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't do anything for you.
No.
You are receiving something. It's clear.
Very clear.
And who cares if you're making it up or not?
I guess because I still see myself as separate from that non-physical from
your perception of reality, which is based on a human being,
right?
Which is just this time that you've been here on Earth. It's no big deal, right?
Right.
You have these limiting beliefs.
Yes.
Right. And so you also have this limiting belief that you need to be normal to
yes.
be accepted.
Right.
And this is not normal. This is exactly what Gary had in the beginning too. And he didn't tell anyone about it, but it didn't stop him from doing what he was doing.
Right.
He kept on doing it. Maybe he didn't tell anyone about it, or maybe he only told people who he knew for sure would be interested in it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
where I am
And then
now.
Slowly over time, he got more comfortable and more comfortable, more comfortable, more comfortable. And then he realized that he could only be surrounded by people who were a vibrational match to him in some way.
Right.
It's not possible for them not to be there.
Right.
And so now he was just thinking this today. If he had known that all the people in his life came to him because they were a vibrational match to who he truly is, and if he could truly be that person, then those relationships would be solid and strong and connected and based in love and could not be disabled in any way. But by trying to maintain these relationships and act in an inauthentic way, mm-hmm. you're just pulling the concrete out of the bridge.
Right. And it makes no sense. And the more that I behave in those ways, there are relationships where I don't and relationships where I still feel that. And when I do now in those areas, it's a manifestation event, one after another, after another. And so I get the message. I know what I'm doing to myself. The message is be who you are, say what you want to say, stand in your authority and just be who you are. And if someone doesn't like it or doesn't get it,
if you trigger another's limiting belief, you have no control over that. And that's right. Up to them.
Right. It's up to them. And on the rare occasion that I feel that happening, to be completely honest, I don't miss that relationship anyway.
Well, you do miss it, but you're using that as an excuse not to miss it.
Maybe.
You're using their behavior as an excuse not to miss it. Oh, well, they're just going to be in fear, then I don't want to deal with anything with them. You see. But if you were truly who you are, you would be just expressing love. Now, you'd be receiving inspiration. You'd be calling him or sending him a card or thanking them for something else or changing the subject or calling back later mm-hmm. or letting him have time to think about it or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You would just be constantly building these relationships just through the expression of love, which is effortless.
Right. And that is happening. That is happening more. My inspiration more and more to do things like that is much stronger or at least clearer to me now.
Think about your thoughts of buying a gift for somebody 20 years ago compared to today.
To today.
20 years ago, the gift meant something about who you are.
Right.
Today, it's more about who the person is.
Right. Today, the gift, if that comes to me, it feels like it was inspired by them. It's certainly not what I would have thought to get them. It was inspired by them.
You had a perfect manifestation event on this exact subject over Christmas.
I did. Most definitely. So we
can discuss. Here's a person who's giving you a gift. Because they want to control how you think about them.
Right.
And their gifts are not inspired.
No. Right. Not inspired by me at all. And threw me into one of the biggest manifestation events I've had since my first boot camp. Yeah. Really big for me.
And now can you see how that event was perfectly for you?
I do. I clear, even in the moment.
You saw the inauthenticity of the other person who was trying to get you on their side.
Right. Right. And I used something that you brought up in a podcast recently that I haven't heard you discuss anymore. And it's something I'm playing with a lot, which is this idea and understanding that what we see outside of us is us. So certain things are clear. My relationship, if something goes on, I can see that's how I'm seeing myself or how I'm treating myself, how I'm viewing myself. In that instance, that's exactly what I use. It's okay, she's me, reflecting exactly to me how I'm seeing myself, right? And that idea of looking out there is a tricky one.
Your perception of her mm-hmm. is you.
Is me.
She isn't actually you, but your perception of her is you.
Right.
So you've created a perception of her based in your perception of yourself and your entire reality, your limiting beliefs and beneficial beliefs and experiences and all these things.
Yeah.
And so you see this person and you form a perception of them, a completely unique perception of them that does not exist anywhere outside of your reality.
Right.
Everyone else who sees the same person sees them in a completely unique way based in their perception of reality. So your reality is your perception of everything and your perception of yourself from the external and the internal all working together. Mm-hmm. So it's all happening at the same time. So think of it as an orb, and there's an energetic center to the orb, and there's little bolts of electricity shooting out to the edges of the orb. Can you picture mm-hmm. that?
I can. Mind? Mm-hmm.
And the orb is from the center is glowing and expanding and contracting and changing colors based on where it is and mm-hmm. everything. And so every time that you have something in your awareness in the moment, this is your relationship to it. Okay. So in this conversation right now, in your awareness, your perception of what we're saying of us, of how this is coming through Gary, of the office, of where your setting is, of doing this unique one-on-one.
In person.
That is your reality in this moment. So nothing outside of this room really exists because your focus of attention is here. So now in this conversation, you are open and aligned. You've meditated first. You are receiving thoughts and questions and directions where this conversation to go. Mm-hmm. And you're getting some feedback back by what we're saying. So you're understanding some of it to a certain degree, and some of it's going over your head, but it's recorded so you can listen to it later. When you listen to it later, that will be your new reality.
Yes.
Now, this experience will raise your vibration of yourself. It's an empowering conversation. So when you go back to listen to this at a later date, you'll come to that from an expanded perspective, and you will see things in the conversation you didn't get before. In this, it's overwhelming. There's a lot of energy going on. There's a lot of feedback going on. There's a lot of concepts to cover. Mm-hmm. And so you're glossing over, you're speed reading it right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in your awareness, and you're looking at this experience from a limited perspective. So the now perspective is always limited compared to the future perspective, and the now perspective is expanded compared to previous perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. So you are in a vibrational match for this conversation, but this conversation is expansive. So you're in a process of expansion within this conversation. The conversation includes ideas that you can understand now and ideas that you will understand after you expanded through this expansive conversation. Think about building the first house. Right. You build the first house from a limited perspective. You haven't done it before. Mm-hmm. You go through that expansive process, pushing past fear, being aware of whatever you're aware of, mm-hmm. thinking things are good, things are bad.
Yes.
Things are good, things are bad. And wanting to fix the bad things and just let the good things go. Well, the good things go on their own because you're not focusing your attention on what's the bad things will have to be energetically sorted out okay. through typically effort and struggle and worry and doubt and fear and blah, blah, blah. So think of that as this process here. Mm-hmm. Now that you've done the first house, you've expanded. So when you look back at the plans for the first house, before you broke ground, yeah. you will see everything that was necessary to correct before you broke ground. But you can't see it while you're doing it. They disappear.
They do.
And that makes no sense. Why are the windows in the middle of the stairs? It makes no sense. Why is this thing over here? Why is that over there? It makes no sense.
And how didn't I see it?
How didn't you see it? Because you were not at the expanded level yet.
Right.
You had to go through the process to expand.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense. Now, to beat yourself up for things, when you're at a lower expanded level, mm-hmm. lower vibrational level, does it make sense? So to look back at your past when you were at a lower vibrational level and you made mistakes, mm-hmm. but at the time they were perfect because they led to the expansion right. of the you that exists right now. So everything going forward is you don't have to care about the mistakes. You don't have to care about the manifestation bits. You don't have to care about anything going wrong. It all take care of itself through this process.
Right.
So could you imagine going through the whole process and not caring? Not caring at all.
Yes.
I made a decision. That decision is made. Who cares?
Who cares?
I made the next decision. And I expanded through the process of that decision. I don't have to carefully orchestrate or control any of it. It all happens on its own. Now, imagine that you could build the first house with every choice you made was in alignment and you believed it was correct at the time.
Okay.
Think about what an effortless experience that would be.
Wonderful.
Okay, there's mistakes at the end of it. Okay, there's things I would do differently. Mm-hmm. But that house was that necessary step to get to the next level. So didn't need to be perfect. It couldn't be perfect. And in fact, it was perfect.
It was.
It was perfect for the expansion of it, mm-hmm. you see? So where you are now is a perfect place to be and going through up, and you can go in total ease. You don't have to worry about making a mistake talking to somebody. If they get upset, they get upset. But generally what will happen is they'll be so thrilled to hear from you mm-hmm. and you're not going to bump into people who'd be upset anyway because that wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't make any sense. Okay.
Imagine that you're on this journey from where you are having these insights and these visions and these ideas and thoughts flowing to you mm-hmm. that will be beneficial to other people. And if you got somehow the mailman's mother came in and you went out to the mailman and he thought you were crazy, do you see how that can't possibly happen?
Yes.
You're on this journey of expansion that's all pre-paved by you.
Right.
So having any doubts doesn't make any sense because you created this whole thing from the beginning. Doesn't make any sense. But when you look at it from the limited perspective of the human who doesn't know what's going on, sure.
Yeah.
Seems weird. You look at it from who you truly are, authentically, it makes total sense.
Yeah. There's a feeling that it makes complete sense and it is I think a lot of the reason the doubt comes in is certainly because I think it's weird, you know, but I also think it's too easy. The things come to me so easily.
So make them harder.
And, and I think, well, this can't be how it's supposed
make
to
it
be.
Harder.
This is easy.
Do it only when you're jogging uphill, yeah, carrying stones.
That would be my daughter's game.
Make it as hard as you want to make it.
Right.
This is what humans do to earn their
That's
worthiness.
Exactly it. I've figured that out. I think I should be working harder at this. But really, if I look at the work that I have put in to this process,
none of that was work. It was all fun.
And I've spent so much time meditating, processing limiting beliefs, seeing things from a higher perspective.
You spent so much time not doing that.
And so much time not doing it. But
that stuff is natural.
It is.
The other stuff is the time distractions from doing that.
That we make harder. Right. So, you know, that idea of going back to the seeing my perception of everything outside of me is me, then the duality, the negativity and the positivity and the negativity.
Which doesn't exist.
Right.
Everything is neutral. So negativity and positivity,
uh-huh,
duality,
yeah,
are on the one side of the coin. On the other side of that coin is neutrality.
Oh, okay. That's a completely different way to see that.
So neutrality is the thing that you can't see because you're so focused on duality.
Okay.
Now, when we say neutrality, you say, well, then there's no positive in that.
Well, it's everything.
There's no excitement in that. In the other side of that coin, there's no positive or negative. That's the illusion. Mm-hmm. There's never been positive or negative. It's only been your judgment of it.
So you're using an excuse
to feel bad when you think something's negative. Mm-hmm. You're using that as an excuse to feel good when you think something's positive. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter what it is. It's neutral. You don't know if winning the lottery is going to bring you anything you want or not. Yeah. You don't know that going into foreclosure is going to bring you anything you want or not.
Right.
It's all neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I see.
And so the illusion is always that one side of the coin. So the illusion of resentment,
mm-hmm,
the truth is gratitude on that side of the coin.
On that
you can't see the gratitude because you're so mired in the problem of the thing that caused the resentment.
Right.
But gratitude, because of whatever that experience was,
mm-hmm,
when you thought, oh, it would be better if that woman didn't buy us any gifts.
Right.
That is duality.
Okay.
That is resentment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're happy that you got that manifestation event,
yes,
that's gratitude.
Right. That took
the gratitude was always there.
Yeah. That takes a bit of time, right? Sometimes.
As long as you want.
For me, that took about 24 hours, that one, to get to where I was.
Did you really get?
I had the event.
Excellent. So if you got to gratitude in 24 hours, that is the miracle of alchemy, of changing your perception.
Changing your perception, right. And it just became something fun to tell my friends after I'd walked through it. But in the time, it was horrendous. So I'm going towards something that may or may not occur in a couple of years where I'm working on being grateful to someone for something that most people would say was a terrible thing to do.
Right.
Don't think about it.
No, because that's not now.
It's not now. It's too far.
So whenever you think about something in the future, you're bringing something in the future where you're not a vibrational match to it because you haven't expanded to that level yet.
Right.
So don't think about anything until the time comes.
Okay.
Okay. Everything's happening in the moment anyway.
Right.
So there is no future.
Mm-hmm.
It could stop right now. This could be the end,
mm-hmm,
of this life.
Right.
So all you have to do is figure out in this moment, am I being authentic or inauthentic? Am I building connections or running away from things?
Okay.
Am I controlling or allowing? Am I accepting or fearing? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to think of. So you get a thought in the future.
Right.
You say, I'm trying to control that. Trying to control that by making a decision now from a limited perspective
that
compared to where I'll be when that happens. I don't know now. There's confusion now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Right.
Because you're not ready. That's not the time.
At the time, not there yet.
Gary's here in Florida and he's looking at houses and he's confused. What price, what size, where, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't see the perfect house. These houses are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like knowing.
Right. Knowing is different.
When he sees the house, he'll know when it's time he's known. So he doesn't have to care.
Right. Okay. So walking through something like the building the house, building the house was a complete, it had to be an inspiration. There was no feeling, no thought, even when I look back at it, that there was a condition I was trying to control. It was just a fun idea.
Right.
And it has.
So buying the lot was fun, looking for the lot was fun, but designing the house was fun.
Everything. It all, and actually there was no looking for a lot. It, everything came to me. I got phone calls. Hey, I have this. Yep. Do you, are you interested? It all just showed up and I kept saying yes. Okay. And yes. Okay. So we get into it and it's going, and it really has been one of the more fun experiences of my build house
also
before,
but fearful. This was,
well, the fear kicked in the middle when.
So no expansive experience is going to be any fun unless there's fear to push past.
Right. For me, I think it's almost, it is something that, you know, we've discussed before that I almost, or maybe everybody does. I need that feeling of being on the ledge and having no net at all. That free fall feeling. I love that feeling because when you're caught or when it works out and you live, it's so exhilarating.
That's the feeling of relief.
Yeah. And it's the most fun thing to me in the world.
Okay. So think about the feeling of relief. You're either hoping something doesn't happen, like you get killed. Yeah. Or you're hoping something does happen, mm-hmm. like you are successful.
Right.
So you're attached to
an outcome.
Some outcomes.
Yeah.
Right? And so when the outcome that you're attached to happens, you feel relief. Mm-hmm. But you're just using that excuse to feel good.
Feel good.
What you're actually doing is you're using that excuse to feel fear. What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? Oh, it happened.
Yeah, I made it. I didn't die. Right.
Drew goes for the exam.
Yeah.
Worry, worry, worry. What if I fail? What if I fail? What do people think of me? What if I'm no good? What if I can't do this? What if I'll never get a contractor? What if I have to be a subcontractor the rest of my life? What if I don't have these licenses? What will I do? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Passes the test and feels relief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the relief is a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a thrill or excitement,
mm-hmm.
but it's not satisfaction.
No.
Right.
Right. Completely different.
Right. So you could get to this level where you're building houses that are easy and effortless, money flowing in.
Right.
But now you're not excited. You're not exhilarated. You're not. It just is.
Just is.
It just is. Is it satisfying? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the true feeling that you're looking for is satisfaction, alignment,
mm-hmm.
interest, passion,
mm-hmm.
fun. And so if you just keep those feelings going, then the reality has to fill in with that.
Fill in with that.
And you can excuse excuses to feel good or bad all you want. But the powerful life will be from the satisfaction of doing something fulfilling,
mm-hmm.
and seeing the change in other people. So it all comes down to first understanding who you are, mm-hmm. then having your abilities come online, and then being of service to others.
That's everything.
That's the only thing that's satisfying.
Right. It's the only thing that really,
because
I mean, things are fun.
Everything else is about you. I survived. Mm-hmm. I'm successful.
Right.
I'm worthy. I'm good. I prove it to myself and to others.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck cares about that?
Yeah. It's old. It's tiresome.
Well,
yeah, that's
it's
not it.
never works.
It never ends.
Because you keep having to strive for more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be more successful. I have to have more friends. I have to have more fun. I have to have more of this, more of that, more of this, more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an infinite source of worthiness that can never come from outside.
That can't come. It has to come from inside me.
Well, everything's coming from inside you.
Everything is.
But humans are doing two things. They're either flowing source energy through them in a creative way,
mm-hmm.
or they're receiving urges in fear and acting on urges in a non-creative way.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-creative because all the thoughts that humans ever thought before live in the stream of consciousness that we'll just call fear. It's not really fear. It's just this physical thought, consciousness, urges, control, that sort of thing, based in fear in general. There's some lovely thoughts in there as well, but most of those are based in fear. So when you receive an urge to change a condition, it's from that stream of consciousness of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel good. It's not what you want. It doesn't build connections. It's not exploring who you are authentically. It's inauthentic. It never leading to what you want, but it will change conditions. Fine. But if you just were able to stream source energy through you, out of you creatively, by pushing past fear and acting on inspiration, it would lead you exactly where you want to go, mm-hmm. which is to satisfaction.
Right.
Once you get to satisfaction, guess what? You stop caring about yourself. You stop needing anything for yourself because it's so full of it all. Everything that you need comes as a side effect to support you in your service to all that is.
Right. More and more and more, I feel that. I can actually feel that there's very, very little anymore that I believe I need. Very little. There's fun things to do, fun things to experience, and even fun things to have. Right? Fun cars, things I think would be fun, but they're losing their meaning.
Yes.
They
never had any meaning.
They didn't.
You always made up the meaning.
I gave it meaning.
So if you stop giving meaning to things, mm-hmm. then you'll notice that they have no meaning.
Right. I found that building the house. When the inspiration came to build the house, I didn't care about the house. It was a fun idea. And to my friends, I have no idea if I'll ever move in it or not, but just walking in that direction. As it got further, my attachment grew very strong to being in that house, and huge manifestation event about the money where the house was costing a lot more than I thought. And I said, there's no way this isn't going to happen. I have to sell it. I can't move in it. And that was the manifestation event was for me was really understanding that my attachment to thinking that something outside of me was going to make me happy.
So we will say that the idea of you moving into this house and designing it for yourself mm-hmm. was the thing that got it off the ground. Now it's off the ground. What if there's another possibility? What if someone else wanted to do that house mm-hmm. and they couldn't push past the fear? They couldn't design it properly. They couldn't do any of the stuff. They couldn't have the vision that you have. But when they walk in the house, if you have the decision to sell it mm-hmm. and they walk in, they'll see it.
They'll know.
This is exactly what we wanted. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we wanted. You built the house for them.
Right. And I would be great with that.
So think about this house. Someone built this house for you.
Right.
You are here now. You're living in the house. Mm-hmm. This house was built for you. And so you can be the builder of houses for people who can't understand that they're building yet, mm-hmm. if that's fun. Mm-hmm. You could be the streamer of thoughts that's coming through because other people are unable to have the vision that you have. Mm-hmm. And you can convey both of them in total confidence. We built this house for us. It is perfect. It has every detail that we would want. We are totally confident in selling this house to you mm-hmm. at this price. This is the vision that I got for you. Mm-hmm. This is from your late husband, mm-hmm. late father, late dog, whatever it is, yeah. This is the message for you.
That feels so emotional.
I am in total confidence of this message for you.
Okay. I don't have any idea why that makes me emotional. That's so strange.
True.
Yeah, I'm just starting to cry.
Because you just connected the dots.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. Thank you. I can feel that now. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
We see that on this time we've had together, that you have come from one perspective to a massively expanded perspective.
Yeah.
And this will tie all the doubts and fears together mm-hmm. into a little lump where you can throw away and never think about it again, because you are where you wanted to be the whole time. Okay. You're just having a bit of resistance because it's a little weird and you've always not wanted to be weird, even though you're the weirdest person we know. And with that, we are complete. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Christy. If you knew Christy, you would really understand how incredible that conversation was, and she was blown away by it. So thank you for being here and listening to that. Before we end, I'd like to remind you that we have a new Ascension Experience course, Alignment, starting on January 17th on Monday. And you can just check out the website at theteachingsofjoshua.com, click on the Ascension Experience, then click on Alignment, and you'll read all about it. We also have a boot camp starting the same day. So if you want to be part of the boot camp, you'll have to send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. Remember, these are experiences. Experience is what teaches and expands you, lets you create a new sense of who you are. And from there, all these amazing things happen. So send me an email and we'll schedule a call together and you can see if it's right for you.
And otherwise, remember to like and subscribe to the podcast and share with your friends and leave a review. That really helps us a lot. And thanks again for being here. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.